Okay. Sorry. Martha, I got 2 minutes. What else do we have?
Well, I've got to talk about the highway next transportation plan, $160,000.
Okay, tell me about that.
It's on the narrative on page 48, and then also the documentation on this white thing.
I can tell you that the 10,000 of that is actually what I talked about. If it was some kind of housing trust, we just put it together for the 150,000. So we've actually talked about both of these, but they have a master transportation plan itself would be 150,000. If we decided A, we need to get to that extent to do a whole plan. Darren's initial assessment is that by the time we get to the various plans that exist through like the Ames area or and through the central Iowa, that we've been just doing, we may have a full transportation plan separately, but he doesn't know we're far off from it. So with that 150,000, yeah, where we have to.
And I don't think we have enough information yet to put it in our budget for next year. I don't know that we think we're...
I don't think we'll be ready.
Yeah, so let's take that out.
Okay. And then there's one right above that is the business development coordinator position for the CCC implementation itself. Do you have one you're talking about?
No, this is separate.
Okay, so in that line item, contract labor, I put both of those things.
Okay.
So do we need both those things?
We need both of those is what I don't know what that comes
up. I'm coming obviously like to gave a lot.
Yeah, sure.
But definitely the business development coordinator position. I mean, I think at one point were you thinking about proposing it as a permanent
Yeah, so let's deal with that on a Tuesday morning, but not in right now.
Okay.
Okay.
So
not
in the next one. During planning and budget discussion, it was discussed on timing on couple landowners who are interested in participating in construction. Demolition.
Yep.
Kind of agreement is $50 at this point, or spend in planning development budget and then just to take that out.
Yeah, well, and I think what we said then and where I am right now is when we get to the point that this board has to make a determination on leasing, getting an option, buying whatever it is, we're going to need to deal with it on the merits of that particular instance.
Until
we know we have something.
And
that's it, okay. Anything else for us to discuss?
The only other thing I want to just double check on, if we spend the full $7,040 this year, there won't be enough employee wellness fund to cover next year's cost, make sure $4,040 is the board wants to budget the general fund.
I think we want to budget. I think I like our wellness program. I want to continue it. I think we need to budget what we need to budget to continue.
I agree. I just understand that fund was there 4 or 5 years ago we started depositing. So if people leave it, medical reimbursement plan, it would be used in a lose-lose situation. So any of those that were not used by the end of the fiscal year, traditionally they were putting it back. And then about 4 or 5 years ago when I came over here, we started putting in employee wellness because it wasn't the employee contributions going in there and we used to get back on employees. With the changes with the ACA, they now there's a carryover, $500 carryover from year to year on our flexible spending account. And employees are using, you know, when we have orientation and stuff like that, we make sure they know what they use it. So we're not seeing, we need to get a couple grand a year Yeah, we're not going to have much. They're either using it or they're carrying it over to the next year to utilize the master plan dollars.
So in the future, we'll be budgeting for the wellness fund out of general.
Correct. Right. Which side of that do you recommend? I mean,
right, you know.
Okay, so I've got that there's still a couple more things we need to talk about. We need to talk about how we're going to budget for your related costs, what kind of percentage you need to be there. We need to talk about, what our supplemental levy is going to be, what the appropriate levy, what the budget levy. I don't have time to talk about either of those things right now. What does everybody's calendar look like after lunch?
I'm free to come to
work. What do we have at 2 o'clock?
Actually, I have the wellness. There's a wellness.
What do I have at 2 o'clock?
I'm very busy.
I don't know. Yeah. After your wellness meeting. Marty, do you have any lights out?
Yeah.
I'm good after my meeting with Gary Green.
Yeah. You can check. I suspect I've got something, but I don't think it's anything to realize at this point. I'd rather get this one.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that I've got to go, but I've got this commitment.
Let me see what it is, because it's but it doesn't it. I can't see it surpassing us. So.
I would like to get this thing.
That's why I have to get there.
I agree.
So, because we're almost there. I mean, I'm not sure about that.
You're good at 3?
I'm good at 3.
Do we have something else going on here?
There's that wellness thing.
Well, we can't meet until after the wellness thing, so I'm saying 3 o'clock or immediately after the wellness thing.
As soon as party's clear, so we're good to go.
Okay. So.
No. Isn't that one today?
Just to center off. Okay, so we're in recess until 3 o'clock.
Is our audio not on?
I don't know. It doesn't feel like it. Sorry, maybe I'm just not close enough. And the other thing was, you know, we have an older Impala. We have an older Civic.
Mm-hmm.
Are they both getting driven? Does it make more sense to get rid of both and get one newer, more reliable vehicle? I mean, that's an option. We don't have to. You can keep them all. I mean, at some point, if we're getting to get a lot of maintenance, then,
absolutely.
Then at that point, I would recommend... No, because I think is there something with that hybrid? If something goes wrong, it's a major.
Exactly.
No
question. And we've replaced the batteries.
Yeah.
We've replaced,
yep.
Right?
The regular battery.
The regular, but if the other one. And what do they say? Seven to...
Yeah. I mean, it's nearing the end of its
years,
life,
yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah.
But that's fine for how we're trying to use it, as I see it. Then we've got the two Impalas. Then we've got the minivan. And then we still have access to a 15-passenger van if we need it and all of that. I just think that's enough vehicles for right now. Mm-hmm. And we're starting this new system, right, where we've offered Board of Health. We've offered Planning and Development. We've offered Veterans Affairs. We've offered, I don't know, some feels like somebody else. To say, hey, utilize these vehicles, and now, as I understand it, we're going to set them up on Outlook calendars. Is that right?
The Civic.
The Civic on an Outlook calendar.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that could be something we could talk to Terry Loneman about, because she then handles the Impala, the minivan. The
okay, you would go through Terry for those.
And initially, we kept the Civic just for the Board of Supervisors. But we're not, I mean, I'll be honest, I drive my own vehicle and don't claim mileage. I prefer to do that. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to what people want, you know. And feel comfortable to do.
I'm compensated far enough that,
you know,
I take it on myself if I'm going to conduct any businesses,
yeah,
in my vehicle.
And I take the van. I'll take the minivan if I'm traveling a distance. Mm-hmm. I like the little bit bigger vehicles. But, you know, at some point you got to look and see, do we even need, you know, we've got three.
Yeah, but I think let's track that this year as we've, so we're getting rid of one. Right? So we're staying status quo, but
yep,
we're getting rid of the one from community services. We're replacing the weakest of our Impalas.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's really track usage this year. For calendar year 17, let's track usage.
Right.
And then when we sit down to have this conversation again next year, we're going to know how the Civic did for how we're trying to use it. We're going to know what kind of usage we got out of our other three primary vehicles, three primary that I'm considering are the two Impalas and the minivan.
Okay.
Right?
And the one Impala is going to be in Ames.
One's going to be in Ames, but that shouldn't impact usage as I see it.
No.
You're going to use that
absolutely
one some when you're,
yep,
ahead of that. You
when
know
we travel, yeah.
And the whole point of having it over there is so that it gets used regularly. And then we sit down here when we kick off the budget work session next year and we have the conversation. Okay, what does it look like? How's our usage? What number of vehicles do we need? Is it time to replace the Civic?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think this is the year for that.
No, and that's fine. I just know, just so the two of you, the new board members, when we had the van prior, mm-hmm, it was long overdue. We were having people get
sick. Absolutely.
So we just want to be somewhat.
Yeah.
No, and it won't. I mean, but we just want to think far enough in advance.
Drive a 31-year-old pickup to here at work from time to time.
There
so
you go.
Keeping something around until you're done with it, it's not a bad concept in my world.
Yeah. Or it's done with you.
Sure, yeah. It might outlast me.
just don't look at my training vehicle.
Well, if you're okay, then I'll talk to Terry about Outlook calendars for the minivan and the Impala. Is it the gold-colored Impala?
She already does the white Impala. The minivan's gold.
Okay.
And then the blue.
And the white Impala is one that we're...
Is that the one we're getting rid of?
Okay, so
that's the older one.
We'll just go ahead. Are we going to get rid of the white Impala?
We're going to send whichever Impala you guys decide is the weakest of the two, we're sending that to auction.
Okay. I mean, Health uses it, but if they have the Civic to use.
Well, they'll have the Civic and they'll have the other.
And I don't know why they take the Impala versus the minivan.
Yeah.
Unless, I don't know.
Their call.
Yep, that's fine.
But so we can
utilization.
I don't care how Terry does it.
Okay.
I just want us to be able to sit down and have the facts in front of us at the end of the year.
And even though that vehicle's kept in Ames, the keys will be here. Because the other thing we had to do is I would check it out from Community Services, and you have to get over there to get the keys from them prior to 4th.
We need to have two sets of keys. We need to have a set of keys that lives here and one that lives over in Community Services.
We'll go home with sets of keys, and that's one of the irritating things if you've ever dealt with a fleet vehicle. And
have you dealt with a fleet vehicle before?
I have got stories till dark.
Yeah.
But I think, to your point, I see where we could take these dollars out of next year's budget and be good.
Yep.
I'm good with that.
All right. What else, Lisa?
I just want to tell you, at the bottom of page 44, second line up is the ISU Research Park.
Yep.
That's coming out of the Capital Projects TIF. That is spending of the 1.5 that we bonded for.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had originally put all of it to go into I haven't reestimated. I left it all in FY17 and nothing in 18.
Right.
Since our discussions, I have changed it to 500,000 for this year, 17,
mm-hmm,
and 1 million for next year.
Oh, okay.
Can you refresh me on our discussions?
Well,
nothing's happening this year.
They're not going to come anywhere near close to paying 1.5 or spending that 1.5 million this year, from what I can tell.
But why wouldn't you move it all into 18?
Because it looks like 18 is when they're going to spend it all.
Well, but they're going to spend some yet this spring.
That's
500,000 is what I'm putting in this year.
Okay, but I'm just saying, anticipate us spending any in this fiscal?
500,000.
Okay, fine. That's it.
They spent 90,000.
Okay.
I don't think it's all engineering at this point still.
It's all good, baby.
Yeah, so I would suggest at this point, so we got this thing coming up on January 31st, and then the pencil starts getting sharpened. And it looks to me like the timeline they have, they could easily get to 500,000 in this fiscal year. I mean, complete agreement, there's no way they spend $1.5 million in this fiscal year.
Okay.
But I'm just wondering if we're not better off going 750, 750.
Whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter to me. As far as I'm concerned, the money's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's there.
It's there. And I'm not amending at this point in time for that. I'm just saying I think that this is what we're really going to spend in this fiscal year. But if we want to do 750, 750, I'm fine with that.
Lawrence?
Well, I don't see a way that we're going to spend more than 750 this year. But I'm going back to our previous conversations. There's no way we're going to spend $1.7 million on 600 or 530 at Grant Gretton either, but this is where it was budgeted. This is where this is the year that the revenue came in. This is where it was budgeted.
This is a little bit different.
Yeah, it is. No question about it.
Way different to me, because I don't want to amend the budget July 1st.
Is it a little bit, or is it way?
Way.
Okay.
Because I don't want to amend the budget July 1st for this. And we are going to have to. That's a big enough expense that I have to amend the budget before they can spend any money next fiscal year if we don't move some to next fiscal year.
No, I think you have absolutely won me over on that. I just am not convinced that it's 500 and a million. Can we go 750, 750?
That's why I brought it up.
I asked. I wanted to know.
What is the dollar amount at what you need to amend?
If we're going to go over in any service area or any budget, individual departmental budget,
okay.
Individual departmental budgets don't bother me
because
they're fine first of the year usually,
right.
99% of the time. However, you have your 9 service areas, and then you have capital. And those capitals and principal and interest are all their own entities. You can't interchange those like you can within a service area up above.
Okay.
So that's why I get concerned about that's why I get concerned about the capital portion of it, because we don't have enough budgeted to. If we don't have enough budgeted to take care of it, then it's an immediate amendment, and I can hear Mike Cox yelling at me now for not being able to pay bills.
Exactly. That's the danger there. But by plugging 750, 750 in, we're going to have enough.
We have some in there.
To get through that first little bit. And then when we do a budget amendment, we'll amend whatever we have left.
Right. Whatever we have left in will go in there. Okay. Yes. So if we don't spend because the year we're in, FY17, we've got 1.5 in there. If we spend 1.4, we're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come into next year and we say, oh, okay, we're only going to spend $100,000. At least we got to budget it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we expecting to be asked to bond another million and a half during fiscal year 18?
It will come to us. I can't even remember the timeline, but I think it comes to us in August-ish.
Probably.
And we consider it and would make a decision in September-ish.
All right, so it's going to be with the rest of the TIF projects at that time.
It will be so that size project is a standalone. It runs kind of on the same track as those, what I consider smaller TIF projects, which they have their own process that they go through. This one will be a standalone request, but it will run in a similar time frame.
Is that $1.5 million anticipation included in, we're still on page 44, you go up into, it's line item 526.99. It says principal, TIF indebtedness. So
Is that payment including what we'll bond for? That's without whatever we're going to end up paying. We don't owe for the bond then right away, do we? Do we pay monthly on the bond?
No. We pay interest semi-annually.
Okay, thank you.
And principal annually, end of the fiscal year. What we did, since this 1.5 wasn't originally in our budget either, and we amended for it, and so then we also amended for the interest payment and the principal payment that would happen in FY17.
Right.
Which is when we went from like 40 to 42 million for total.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In total, but the bond principal went from 765 budgeted to 800 for FY17.
Right.
Right.
And the interest went from 310 to 444 because we have to pay the interest on that. TIF. Yeah.
Okay,
no,
your
TIF indebtedness went from 38 to 65. Is that what you just said? For interest. And principal went from 310 to 444 for the current year.
Right.
Oh, okay. And then, so, in the TIF indebtedness principal, 457,200, and the interest of 62,272 for TIF, those two amounts are as we sit right now.
But that does not include if we go forward with the new 1.5.
That principal and interest payment are on the 3.1 we originally borrowed for Dakin's and the 1.5 that we just got done borrowing.
Correct.
Okay.
And those, the board has to certify their TIF debt by December 1st to the county auditor, so it falls in a different...
It's weird.
Yeah,
Well, you're the one studying TIF. You can probably tell us.
Right. So now I'm looking at actual numbers that I'm...
Yeah, and how it all interrelates.
Yeah.
Right? As we try to build this budget.
Right.
But those are all conversations that we'll have to have
when
any proposal.
So we don't assume that we're going to... So what we're trying to say is we don't assume that we're going to take that debt on because we don't know.
No, we can't assume it until this board considers it, and this board can't consider it until the request is made.
Right. Because I actually did some little calculations then on the side, taking just that principal payment plus the interest, came up with $529,000 plus, okay? And then coming up with what we had out, what it looked like to me in another line, the $654,175. TIF for TIF funds that it looked like we might be wanting for projects, and so maybe that's where I'm off as we discuss this. I came up with $1,183,647, and I only show our income for TIF would be $1,061,399, so $122,000 off. That's why I was asking to verify the top two parts here, and then I'll figure out where we are then when you look at the asks that we're getting when it comes in.
And then I will try to, and that's when I will come to you again and say, okay, this is what our commitments are. This is what you've committed to. And the one thing about TIF you have to understand is I've got projects from 15 that still haven't been requested.
Yeah.
Of the dollars that
the dollars
are sitting there.
Right.
But I have to show, and they don't necessarily show in the current year because I've already shown them and already transferred them.
How long do we have, this I don't know, in this TIF study, how long do we have between bonding and when we have to pay?
Bonded for 10 years, right?
But so any time during that 10-year period of time, we can disperse the money as projects come up?
No. When you bond for a specific project.
That's what I thought.
Right.
Okay.
But as far
so
as when,
small projects. No,
that's
small
the 33% of the 50%.
No, that's the remaining dollars that you guys have said. Okay, city of, well here.
Right, but isn't that the 33% of the 50%?
No, that's part of your 50% also.
That's the other 50%. No.
So
no,
you're only going to use 50%,
right,
and of that 50%.
Right.
You're bonding you're paying off bonds,
right?
Mm-hmm. And you're doing the projects, the $405,000 worth of projects in FY16 TIF.
Got it.
Urban renewal project.
That's the there it is. That's where I got confused. So that's the full 50%
right.
that we're TIFing.
Right.
And then the other 50% that we're not TIFing, we talk about 33%, 33%, 33% of the county's portion of that other
50%. Well, that's 50%. What I'd asked earlier.
That's what
And you said it was 33 of 1 million. But we don't get 1 million in taxes. We get about 280,000, right? Off of the non-tiffed part.
So the non-tiffed part, the 33% in the FY18, because that's what we're looking at.
Right.
Right.
The projected 50% of the unused is 321,000.
Okay.
For funding for CIP, quote unquote, and 321,000. So there's $640,000 worth of the non-used 50%.
The non-used 50%.
No, the used 50. Okay. So,
yeah.
So take your 1,000,061.
Right. Right.
Of that, 50% mm-hmm. is coming in here for debt payment. And for your urban renewal projects that you guys approve in
of
October,
the 1 million we're taking, because the wind turbines yield 2 million a year.
So we're only bringing in 1
correct.
Million.
We're only bringing in 1 million. And so that's what I went with the
right
one,
off the bat.
Okay.
Pardon?
That's the 50%.
Correct, right. Which this year you have in the budget at 1,061,399. Okay.
Assumed.
Right.
Because none of the levies.
Don't know what the value
is. Right. We understand that. Okay. All right. But so out of that, one third of that amount would be $321,000 that you're saying we can spend on CIP projects this year. Mm-hmm. And CIP interpreted to be internal projects, correct? Capital improvements. So, okay. And then another $321,000, which would be 33%, would be for the major projects that the various communities might submit.
No.
All right, that's where I'm off. Okay.
Funding for small communities is a idea that these guys put out to put some money to help the small communities. Okay, so...
And it's based on what's available.
So,
yeah.
The third component that you're not thinking yeah. about is the component of the urban renewal projects. So that is what's based on what's available. So yeah. after we've paid the bond payment,
mm-hmm.
then Leanne wants to know how much is left of that 50% that we're taking. For small urban renewal projects, not small community projects,
right.
urban renewal projects.
Okay.
So in that, for FY, and I have FY17 too. So we've got this 405 and we've got this 484,000.
Right. Okay.
That they've committed for the last, or that they've agreed upon for the board has done for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But there's money sitting there that they have the communities have not drawn down on yet.
Oh, your question is, how long do they have to draw it down?
Is that your
that
question?
Was my starting question, but now based on what
more.
You said, now there's many more. So, but then, let's go back to that. How long do they have to draw it down?
Have we put a deadline on them, Leanne?
Yeah, we have the kind of artificial beginning of the year.
Right.
Project,
and we extend it. Right. So it's technically a year, but we've never enforced a year at this point.
Because of the way the financing is set up, too, the awards, the next, like just the project's approved last fall, financing doesn't go until July. It's going out now
yet. The project's approved last fall, we haven't collected the revenues for, no.
But they could go ahead
all
and spend
of them,
it.
But they can go ahead and spend it. Mm hmm.
So we could have out as much as $889,000 in uncollected but committed that we would bond for. Okay, and we bond.
Well, no, we don't bond.
We don't bond.
Oh, I'm sorry, for cash. Okay, yep. We could have about $889,000.
I don't think we do.
All right, but coming back then to the 33% formula, I still we have to pay off, or we have to make these payments first. The bond revenue and the interest payments, right?
I don't think the 33% applies on that side of the equation. 33%
does not apply on that side of the equation at all. The 33%, okay, this is my interpretation. This is how I handle it. I pull it out and keep manual track of it,
okay,
because it has absolutely nothing to do with the bonded, the payments, or the urban renewal projects that the board has already approved.
Okay.
Nothing to do with any of that. This is merely, it was thought at the time, it was a mechanism for more accounting nightmares for Lisa.
Yeah, she was trying to make
it. They were trying to just make my life more miserable. Well, and
how are we doing?
It's working.
Look how much weight she's lost. She's wasting away.
I get it.
And so that the growth, that the 50% million dollars didn't just get lost in the shuffle of our general operating.
But we
wanted to identify it for certain things that we knew we would be budgeting for when it came to CIP, especially. I think that, am I right on your mm-hmm. on your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's in the general fund. It's just dollars in the general fund is what it is, and I assign it.
Okay, so it's not out of the million.
Right, it's the other side.
Revenue, it's the other side of that. So, so of the other $1 million that's still left from TIF, we get a percentage of that, and the school district gets a percentage or whatever. So what you're saying is that you're paying for that, for the payment, principal payment and interest payment, that's coming out of our percentage from the untiffed $1 million.
No.
It comes out of our percent from the tiffed $1 million.
Well, and that's where I started. So, okay. So, because I took that $529,000.
Where is this $529,000?
It is $457,200
yep.
plus $62,272.
Okay.
And you come up with $529,472.
Okay.
And I took that, if you take that, away from the $1,061,399,
yep.
All right, then of the amount that's left right after that, is that then where we are pulling out 33%?
No.
Okay.
That's on its own.
That's on its
and
own.
And that's what's available for any TIF project that might be out there.
TIF project or more debt. So right. that would
you
be
assume
their
any more debt, you're going to be. So the first thing that happens is we make our principal and interest
right.
payment.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then that's out of the million. What'd you say it was?
Million 61.
The first thing we do is whatever this board approves in terms of TIF debt, we pay for that.
Okay. That's what I thought.
And after that, we can consider any of the other TIF projects that may come before us.
Right.
That get up to that amount of money that we've said we're going to.
Correct.
In
right. Okay. So and that's how I'd understood it.
Okay.
And so this 33% has thrown me off.
And that's all. Don't even consider it as part of that. It's on the other side, and I think you're describing it right. Our percentage of the other $1,061,000,
mm-hmm.
which we don't get all of that.
Right.
Then we divide that. That would be general fund dollars if it came in.
Rural fund dollars.
Thank you.
And we carve that into
it.
Thirds. One third goes to an actual increase in the general fund, so we use it as general fund dollars, a third to capital projects, and a third to these, were they micro projects or whatever they are.
Okay. Thank you. That is where I had originally thought, and somewhere in my questions over the last couple of weeks, I must have asked a question wrong.
I'm so sorry.
It's
great to have these conversations and all get on the same page.
Thank you. Welcome.
Okay, well, I didn't say that. I just said now I'm back assigning the numbers to the right places.
Right.
Thank you so much.
So we got you. What'd you call it when you go back to the beginning?
circular?
Or no, you said there was a note on when you're in the media and something goes back to where it began.
Journalistic term.
Oh, well, it's out of my mind because all I have is shift now. I'll think of it tonight at 2 a.m.
All right.
Okay. All right.
What else? Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Do we need to go any? Do we need any other to talk about anything else?
No.
It's up to you.
I think that I want to have a conversation here about the transfers on page 45.
Okay.
This is including what I projected for a transfer to secondary roads and what I projected for. Or from the general and from the rural fund. Okay. And then,
did you change that cap, the transfer?
Yes.
So $150,000
to $150,000. Okay. One other thing that we can transfer is dollars from the general fund to the supplemental fund, so we don't have to increase that levy as much if you don't want to. That's totally acceptable and typically done. We haven't done it for. It depends on the situation and the fund and the funds.
We've done it twice since I've been sitting here, I think.
Yeah. When you've since you can't access the supplemental until you've reached the maximum in the general,
right.
If you need to move some of those funds to the supplemental, you can. So that it would be a normal operating transfer, we would budget for it. So what I'm saying is. So the numbers we looked at originally, $3.7 million was going to be where we were last year and where we would be this year for a levy. If we want to leave that in that range and go ahead and transfer like $200,000 or $300,000 from the general to the supplemental, then we could leave that levy at 3.7.
Right. But so here's mine. And here's where we get to part of what's important to me. So we've got, before we started working on this budget, we had $4.6 million in requested supplemental expenditures. Mm-hmm. Right? Am I reading your sheet right?
I've updated that. So, I'll go with that.
Well, yeah, and anytime you want to give the updated version. And so for me, it gets down to how much headway we started at roughly $40.5 million and $38.5 million. And we brought the $40.5 million down, although the $750,000 that we just moved into it bumped it back up again. But we're below the $40,500,000, hopefully below $40 million. And then we're working on the $38.5, and we did some of that, but I think the remainder of that, we're gonna talk about making up in the supplemental because it's appropriate for us to, and I'm not suggesting we levy all the way to the 4.6, but by law we can levy to the 4.6, and so we better be having that conversation. The other piece to this is what are we going to budget for employee costs because that is going to impact that $40.5 million as well, right?
Right.
Important to me. And whether it's important to Marty or Loris, it's important to me, and I'm going to push for us getting either to balanced or as close to balance as we can possibly get to. It matters. It matters in a lot of ways, but for this conversation, the reason it matters is because it matters to me. It's part of us doing our job. The flip side of why it matters is because then it gives us flexibility when we have a program or something come along that we have not budgeted for. We have the flexibility to consider it on its own merits.
Yeah. Okay.
How many counties, Markley, have balanced their budget in each of the last 4 years in Iowa? How many? How many just this year? Any guess?
I haven't spent any time.
Five. There's five counties this year. There's one county, in addition to Story, that's done it for each of the last 4 years. That's it.
Okay. And now we're talking about the balance that's operations plus salaries,
everything.
Et cetera.
Yep.
Everything.
Okay.
Right now we're talking about the $40.5 million.
Before we entered today's sessions.
Okay.
I put all these numbers,
yep.
All the stuff we've done up till today. Okay.
Yeah.
We are.
And we were revenues at 38,387 for, and I'm talking the main, I'm talking our funds that we use the most, not the other.
Okay.
And our expenses were 38,393. We were within $6,000 of being balanced.
Good.
Okay.
And what did that? Okay.
The bottom line, obviously, we have to spend $1 million. So the bottom line is revenues at 42 million, expenses at 43.7 for the bottom line.
Expenses are what?
That includes transfers in and out. That includes everything.
Everything.
So that's beyond the operational that we talk about.
Okay.
And operational, by operational, he means salaries, the whole ball of wax.
Right.
And I've also already put the recommended levy from the region in here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've got that now.
I've got that.
It would be so helpful if you have a new sheet that we could quickly see.
I mean,
I'm already marked up over here.
I worked it out yesterday, and I will gladly. What I planned on doing was after today's session, because I thought there was a lot of stuff in today's that I needed to have in here before we were where we were going to be.
So we need to get back together one more time.
Oh yeah, at least I would hope. Yeah, because I need to.
Well, I'm saying formally one more
formally,
time.
Formally, yeah.
We need to get back together.
But I was just because I knew that Rick would want to know where we're at and how close we were.
Mm-hmm.
So before today's session, I took the time to figure that out. And like I said, I went ahead and put the recommendation in, which was, what, $20,000 difference or something like that for the supplemental or mental health countywide, county mental health fund.
Yeah, you were close.
Mm-hmm. So. But, yes, I do need to know, you know, there's things in there. Right now, the $500,000 for cabins are still in there.
And we're waiting on the Conservation Board to meet on that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And that would...
And that's how we can lower, I mean, at the... Yeah, that's not... You can lower after your public...
Sure.
You just can't raise it. So
right. I just want to publish if we can get there. If it's within our grasp to get there, I want to get there with what we publish. I want to see. And again, if we can't get there, there's going to come a day. Loris, I said this to you 6 months ago probably. There's going to come a day that we're not going to be able to balance the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully it'll be a one-off thing, and then we can get back to it the year after that. But I don't think this is the year that we can't get there. I think it's within our grasp to get there. And I think if it's within our grasp to get there, we damn well should get there. There's going to come a year that it's not. We're going to be budgeting to spend some reserve funds.
Okay. So then I'd like to come back to of the capital improvement projects, everything that we have here in the budget, correct? We have $900,000+ from the sale of CLP, correct? So that's in the general fund and would be over here. Do you consider that balanced or not balanced? Oh, excuse me. Okay.
You're going to change your Christmas ringtone? Isn't that a Christmas ringtone?
That is a nice, standard, respectful tone, but I will turn it off. Jeez. I don't know. Who was it at the Justice Center had Dream On? Somebody, right? Yes. Yeah, Todd. That's it. Yes. Okay, so back to this. All right.
Yeah.
So do you consider taking that $1 million or $900,000 that was from the sale of CLP, if we use that, do you consider that in paying for some CLP projects, do you consider that balanced?
In paying for CLP projects?
I'm sorry, in CIP projects.
No, I don't, but I consider this. I'm talking for me personally here. I consider capital improvement projects differently. If we go out of balance, if we ever go out of balance on operational,
mm-hmm.
then I'm really going to be bent out of shape. But so that $900,000, what I think that $900,000 should do is do exactly what I'm hearing you say, which is go to some capital improvement projects. But I don't think it goes just to the capital improvement projects we have now. I think it's more for me, and I don't remember if the previous board ever formally talked about this or not. But for me, that is building. Those are building dollars. they should go back into buildings. So call it animal control, call it Justice Center infill, call it the
this man, yeah.
Yeah, those kind of things is where I'm going to have the most comfort with us talking about using them.
Okay, but understand that they're in assigned right now, so I'm not considering them in my percentages of ending fund balance or anything like that. Okay.
What is the they when, that's assigned?
When they go to, when they go toward this project, they get unassigned and get expended.
We're talking the same $900,000?
Right. Right.
They are assigned where right now?
General fund.
Yes. Okay.
So when we say, okay, let's spend some of those, I would unassign them
to whatever.
I understand the process.
And then they would be considered an expense, which then they heavy our expenses, and we're not as
bad. Why would they be expenses? I thought they would be, well, I think I would consider them, if you will, on a project basis, to pay for a project.
So you're saying we've already got the expense in there. You're saying just lower the assigned amount. Is that what you're kind of meaning?
The $42 million includes the projects already, correct?
Correct.
So if we say, all right, the animal control, the place, the holder of $153,000, all right, that we say we're going to free up, we're going to take that part of that $900,000 in. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Is that a transfer? Is that what we call it?
No, it is not a transfer.
Okay.
It's expending assigned money to the general fund.
Yes. So I just lower the assigned amount, and you're right. It's already in our expenses.
Right. But what we've done with that 150, and we made it 150 instead of 153.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've done with that 150 is that is now a placeholder while we don't know what's happening.
Right.
But at this point, we would be putting those dollars in the budget, the general fund dollars, but they would not necessarily come from this 900 that you're talking about. For me, what I am most comfortable with is if this, well, you can't tell me that putting in natural lighting for the animals is not going to cost us an arm and a leg. Not a bad thing, but it's going to. And I'm starting to visualize using some of those dollars when we find out what it's really going to cost us as a true expenditure to do those kind of things. Okay. That's how I'm starting to visualize that.
Okay. So from the accounting standpoint, though, right now we've got a 43 million, what the number that came after, 43 million for where our expenses are down to?
43.7.
We're still at the 42 million for revenues, right? Okay. So we are 1.7 million spread between our expenses and our revenues. Then if we did take some of that fund money that's sitting in there, why wouldn't it post, wrong word probably, but you know, I'm not an accountant, all right, on the revenue side at some point that would lower us down to 43.5?
Because it came in FY17. So it shows up as revenue that came in FY17. Now it's savings.
All right.
Yeah.
So when we utilize it, we're not showing any revenue to offset it.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So now my question would be, using the savings, some savings or fund balance to come over to help us, is that what you consider balanced?
No.
Okay.
By definition, if we're using savings to offset our expenses, we're not balanced.
All right.
And that's historically what it happened. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
But what Loris is talking about, so when an entity budgets to spend more in an ongoing way than it budgets to bring in, that's not balanced and it's a problem. It creates lack of flexibility. It creates all kinds of things. What Loris is suggesting does not create that. right? What Loris is suggesting is taking existing savings, and I'm using the wrong terminology,
right,
but I'm trying to describe what it is, taking existing savings in order to pay for one-time
kind
of projects.
Correct.
That's it. It's not balanced, but it's entirely different than not being balanced on an ongoing
basis. Correct, than taking your savings to pay for operational costs.
Exactly.
Which is, you'd have had to have followed this conversation months
ago. Oh, yeah, we've been doing this.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. But now we're on the same way. So now here, you want to get close enough with the recognition that included in our 43.7 million in expenses right now, there are some one-time expenses we anticipate here. Correct?
Yes.
All right. So, and the 42 million is on, or is what is for practical purposes, either revenue we expect to come in some percentage every year,
so the 43
or
and the
grant things.
Is right. Not the number that I want us to look at because it includes our transfer in and our transfer out.
And it, also includes $2 million worth of expenses from funds that are not tax dollar funds.
What's that? Tell me what that is.
Well, that's going to be your TIF, mm-hmm. your capital project TIF, the 1.5 we just talked about.
Yeah.
That's going to be your conservation $700,000+ balance that they have that they're spending on special.
Yeah.
Their friends of conservation, their capital projects. Capital.
Right.
Yeah.
There's just. By nature of
there's
county
of
government,
right,
and county,
right,
funds,
and so I'm much
there's
more
a lot of those funds that they build them up and spend them all at once.
Right.
It is what it is.
And I, so I'm much more interested. You said earlier we were at 38,393 and 38,387.
Right.
Is that the two I
yes.
had?
Mm-hmm.
38,393 and 38,387, and that is without the transfer ins and outs. And without those specialty funds.
Okay.
And I'm much more interested in making sure that we are ahead of the game there, mm-hmm, regardless of how the ultimate bottom line looks. You're not going to get a lot of heartburn out of me on that ultimate bottom line.
All right.
Because there is a bunch of this stuff. Where you're going to get heartburn out of me is if we don't budget to spend less in that 38.3 than we budget to bring in.
Okay.
And we're close right now, especially where we get over the hump, where I think we leave here today in really good shape, is if we determine that we're going to continue the practice of budgeting to spend 90X percent in employee costs. It was 94 the last 2 years, right? Maybe 94 is not the right number, but I don't buy that 100% is the right number either. And so we need to have that conversation. But that, doing that with the budget, that's up to a $600,000 bill right there.
Right there.
What's in the budget?
That's
100%.
Right now, I've got 100%.
Right now, 100% is in the budget.
What you're saying?
So in those expenses, we've got 100% of projected.
And so what Barclays is giving us.
No. It varies. Sorry.
But it's 100% of approved positions depending on what's going in.
Right.
Elected officials are different than what's plugged in there because Markley didn't know what. I like that you're still signed up. Markley didn't know.
I haven't gotten that.
I haven't.
Okay, we'll get on Cahill and McGill to get that in.
I need the exact so I can figure out what that is.
I can tell you exactly.
I will budget 100% what's in that.
Yeah, we budget 100% for elected officials and statutory deputies, but I don't want us to budget 100% for the rest of our other 140.
No. Can I at least round you to 95 so I don't have a 6%?
Yeah. I'd be fine at 95 if the board would be fine at 95. I'm just saying it's the right way to go. It's where we really exert our influence, our statutory influence,
mm-hmm,
on this, mm-hmm, and it gives us the flexibility to be able to make decisions we need to make down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one action right there takes us where we are solid in an ongoing way for another year. And I want Markley to plug in all the absolute precise numbers so that we can have a deeper conversation if we need to. But I'm leaving here today thinking that if we go at 95%, we've got a balanced budget. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Why did, okay, tell me the logic between going from 94 to 95.
Because she thinks it's easier to be 95 instead of 94.
Even.
We did 94.
Again, TIF is an accounting nightmare, as is calculating 95% of 100% and then trying to explain it to all the departments as to what I put in the budget. And is this right? Can you? Is this really going to pay for all my funds? And it's 94? Wait.
Well, they look at their they look at their cost, their monthly cost.
Yeah, I get
doesn't
that.
Equal what's put in the budget.
I get
we budget
it.
One amount, and we appropriate another amount.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what we have done in the
past. We talked about appropriations
with
you yet.
In the
you
past.
You know what we do.
I'm good on the appropriation. What we've done in the past is, here's 100% budget. We're going to do 50% of the appropriation the first year, or first part of the year, and then another 45%, which is 95% also. So then they're really confused. Well, is this 95% of 100 or 95% of 95.4? Not that I'm going to change any of that, but 95% is just a nice round number for me. And if you look through your actual history of the budget.
95% is about right.
That's about what
okay.
we spent.
It was between so when we did this, Barclay, and this is just for history for the board, the number we came to of what it actually was between 94 and 95%. And the reason it's 94 is because I'm a round down kind of guy when it's something like that. And so it's completely, you could easily say, well, it's between 95 and 94, go either one, and I think we're right where we need to be.
I'm so impressed with Lisa that if she wants 95%, I'm a 95%er girl. Okay.
I'm just saying, that makes sense to me.
I second
4%.
That.
4%. I understand where he was coming from. It just didn't make sense to me because it was just another.
We got it done.
If he can live with it, that will okay.
You're a good steward of, we're asked to do the overarching running of the county here. That's what we're talking about. And the thing is, you really have to live within your means or the expectations thereof, unless there are circumstances that say you can't.
I agree with this, and now that we're down, we've all understood exactly what we're talking about, yeah.
And I, at this point in time, and then I'll have all these numbers for you written out, drawn out, and all that kind of stuff when we come back, we're right at a 30% ending fund balance for the general fund.
Okay.
Before today, keep this all in mind, this is before today. Our supplemental is still at 22%, under $1 million. Not happy with that.
You'd like to see it where?
That needs to be 1.2 million at least.
Which is why we need to raise the supplemental rate.
Or transfer.
Okay, that ties in with what you said then.
Tell me what our levy is as we sit here right now.
As we sit here right now, 504-819 countywide.
Yeah, so I'd like to raise the supplemental by 4 cents.
That'd go take us to 8.622. Didn't I just
826. It would mean that our levy would stay consistent.
You want to raise it by 4 cents?
That's what I think. I want to go 509 on the general on
the total.
Countywide.
Okay.
And I want to go to 827 on the on the total levy. And I think that's 4 cents is what you just told me.
So that 4 cents will get you to 1.2 or will
no, it won't get you to 1.2. But it makes up some of it.
Well, we already committed to making Mark's life hard.
No, the levy thing's not hard. She just got to enter at one time.
$170,000. That brings us up $170,000, which is about it's not 1.2.
What does that get us to?
Yeah. One one,
which is 26%.
So that gets us there. It's not quite 1.2, but that gets you to comfort level.
Way more comfortable. 26% is way more comfortable.
Yeah. Okay. So that's my suggestion: is the extra 4 cents in the supplemental.
Considering the walk back we've had in this economy we find ourselves in, I think that's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. It means our levy is staying consistent from 17 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not going down, but it's not going up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can defend that. I can go out. I can step away from this dais and sit there and make the case that we looked at this hard. We took the best information available at the time, and this is the path we committed to keep it on revenues and expenses matched.
Yeah. So we're going to get back together, and Lisa's going to find time in our schedule here in the next week or so for us to get back together and just do a full recap where we have a clean sheet in front of us, and we can go through and look at this one line at a time, and if I'll tell you, and I would expect the same out of you, if something doesn't look right to me, if I feel like we can do a little better somewhere by adjusting a levy or adjusting a percentage or looking at a project, I'm going to want to have that conversation when we have all. So we've been putting this jigsaw puzzle together. I think you've heard me say this. We've been putting it together in different rooms.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got the pieces in the different rooms assembled. We're asking Lisa to pull it together, right? And now we're going to get to see it, and we're going to see if there's any holes. If there's any missing pieces that we need to do something with, mm-hmm. we're going to do that, and then we're going to come out with a budget that we can publish.
Cool. Okay.
You guys have any questions about how we got here? Yeah, I know there's a tendency. I've been so impressed with both of you. I see your eyes roll back in your head occasionally, but I've been so impressed with both of you that you have stayed present in the conversation all the way through. But there's a lot of moving parts here. I mean, this is complex stuff, and I've just tried to lay out for you how I philosophically see things and how we try to do things, and then we got to come to whatever we come to as a group.
Yeah, I'm comfortable. I know there was some concern about what my ask would be or whatever, but now that we've clarified terminology, you've helped me understand where some parts fall into the budget and stuff. Yes, I'm very comfortable and I feel good about us then just the little itty bitty whatever we may hit up when we come back if we find anything we missed. But other than that,
we haven't ever done that, right? Generally, we leave this meeting. The board would leave this meeting. And we get where we need to be. Markley goes back and plugs her numbers in, and they come out and they look pretty good. And that's. But if we've got something, if Markley notices something that we missed, we'll come back and talk about it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'll do. I am not going to provide a whole new book for you.
No.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. But I will give you a new overview of where we're at on everything. We'll talk more about fund balances and where those are going to be falling and how we feel about them, because that also affects the levy somewhat, you know.
Online, do you actually go and update the equivalent of the book online, though? You don't. Okay.
No.
That's good to know. So if I have a question as I go through the year and I can't read my own chicken scratches, I know where to head. All right.
I didn't even try. I just go straight to Markle. And, Morris, you're 100% right, and I know Marty's known this for years. We are really, really lucky to have Lisa Markley. And what I'll remind you guys of is, at this point, Lisa Markley has a lot more responsibilities than just the county budget and county spending. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that's necessarily where we need to be long term, but at this point, she's got a lot of responsibilities and does a phenomenal job. The other thing, Loris, I heard you say this a couple times, I think including today, where as long as our elected official or our department head or whatever is comfortable with it, you'll be comfortable with it. That's great. We're fortunate that we've got great elected officials and great department heads, but there is nobody, Lisa Markley included, responsible for the county's budget other than the three of us.
Just stand up.
And that's it. And so I think it's completely appropriate that we listen to everybody, that we weigh what they have to say, that we recognize that they've got expertise and they're vested in this. But it's at the end of the day, it's our responsibility to get this done.
As I've been here, what, 7 going on 8 months, I think – you know, you hear the stories about what it was to go from the accounting prior to the previous board to what we find today. I find myself in times having to say no, cut back, cause hard feelings. We are the beneficiary of a budgeting process that you've got department heads know that they are contributors, and they make it easy for us to make the hard decisions, even when we still ask more than they might want to give. And there, I mean, there were no crosswords that came across at all.
No.
And I think we had some people that had some genuine interest in, if not outright love, to have us approve things that we said no to. That we were left them with a sure and certain promise that it'll be a big old maybe if we got the money.
Uh-huh.
There might have been some crosswords about 4 years ago.
Amazing. It didn't happen.
Remember those?
On my watch.
Yeah, we didn't get here. We didn't get here easily, but we're in a really good spot, I think, to be able to have some of the conversations we need to have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I look forward to seeing what Lisa brings us. I am appreciative as this recedes into the rearview mirror as we are approaching that point. I will know so much more this time next year. I'm thankful for everybody's help.
Yeah, you guys did a nice job. There's nothing easy about.
Everybody asked me, how's it going with the new supervisors? How's it going with the new supervisors? Like, they're asking good questions.
Great.
They're following. They seem to know where they're.
This went a lot better than I thought it was going to go, didn't it?
A lot of times when I know where everything's at here, so I am really bad at slowing down and saying, go to this area or go to that area. Because I just know where it's at.
I know.
So, you know, I'm never offended when somebody says, hey, wait, back up. Where are you?
No, previous sessions, in a lot of ways, a lot of times, to the detriment of Story County, turned into a shorthand conversation between me and Lisa with other people along for the ride. But we would go through and we'd have the conversation. We'd get to the end point. And I am appreciative that that's not how we did it this year, that we took the time to really get a little more in depth and not speak, which I'm guilty of a lot of time, not fall into that easy shorthand style where Markley and I know what we think we're talking about with each other. This is the right way to do it. I mean, I think we put together a solid budget, and maybe it's just a solid initial budget, but a solid budget.
And I do have one question. I think it's related to the shorthand. When we went, talked about going to 95%, but you're talking about 95% of the salaries with a 3% increase, correct? And we shorthanded. I just want to make sure I was still
following shorthanded. But it's not all 3% because some of our bargaining units are 2%. It is 100% is every employee what they're actually, if they were in the job 100% of the time this year, what that total would actually be for FY18, and then we're going to take 95% of whatever that number is to plug into our budget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
we calculated, or I should say I gave it to Lisa. I went through employee by employee, looked at their staff increases, what their cost of living increase, 5 different units, 2 different raises.
Okay.
Yeah, and the reality is so that we all know it, so this 2%, 3% is really a misnomer. That is the bargain, that is the negotiated increase that occurs at the beginning of the fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
But then almost all of our employees, and now really all our employees, are either on a step or a merit increase. And the reality is what we have seen in the past and what we're going to continue to see is somewhere in the neighborhood of just over 4% increase for our employees. I'm talking, so I ran the numbers from 2010 through 2016. We've got 141 employees that were here on January 2nd, 2010, and they're still here on January 2nd, 2016, and their average increase was just over 4% a year, and I think that's what we're going to continue to see. You may think it's closer to 5%.
It depends on which unit. Okay. We've got some different increases within there. I mean, the steps, whether it's a 2% or up to 4.5%, it depends. But
I'm going to stop saying that 3% because I see the pain on your face.
No, it's not 3. Well, I just don't want, we have, we did budget a cost of living for non-union, non-elected officials of a 2% July 1st cost of living increase.
Oh, that's what you
budgeted. That's what's budgeted. It hasn't been approved by the board. You guys make that decision at the public hearing.
Yeah, that's what you get for not being a deputy, by the way.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
All
right. Because in the mini-assessor meeting that I was involved with, one of the rationales that the Ames assessor put forward is the expectation over here in Story County that our assessor's office thought they would get a 3%.
They don't do merit. or they don't get steps.
Okay, got it.
So they may have taken, you know, if we have employees that are on a step, they get a 2% July 1st, and then they get a 2% on their step. Uh-huh. Well, depending on when their anniversary date is, if it's in the middle of the year, it's a 3% increase
okay,
is what it
you.
Equates to.
Right.
So that may be what our assessors
are. There are 5 bargaining units as of July 1st. 3 of them are 3%,
yep.
And 2 of them are 2%.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. All right.
Good meeting, guys.
I'm gonna
Yay.
Thanks.